army.
I nearly got that.
Hordes of undead stood in ranks, swaying in the moonlight.
That noise.
They're so glad not to be dead anymore, they keep going out drinking to celebrate. They are perpetually hungover. Also perpetually hungry.
For hangover-busting fryers?
No, they crave human brains. Now, time for a little demonstration. I believe you know my undead padre, Bishop Whackwallop.
Pippin, I have a score to settle with you.
Revenge can wait, Bishop. First, Pippin, watch as I shoot my padre.
What?
Right in the cassocks.
Then run him through with a sword.
Oh, I am dying, is what I should be saying, but actually I'm fine.
Then you are indestructible.
The next full moon is the anniversary of my death. That night, my indestructible army shall march on Parliament. The British Empire will fall, and therefore all human civilization will end.
I agree.
They locked me in Mr. Benevolent's evil office at the back of a cupboard next to a rancid bag of forgotten sports kit. Eventually, I passed out again.
Dear Pip.
Rightly. Why are you here?
Rescuing you, dear husband. Now, let us flee.
After I have searched Mr. Malevolent's office, there may be something we can use against him.
I started with his inn tray. At the bottom, as he had promised, was the unpaid moral invoice I'd sent for Harry's death.
I shall have to send him a reminder. Wait, what is this?
A locket.
Inside is a miniature painting of Miss Sweetly Delightful.
Mr. Benevolent's one-time sweetheart.
Her loss drove him to evil. Yet he kept this picture. And smell it.
Oh, it smells of kisses.
He must still love her. If we found her, maybe she could de-evil him.
That locket unlocked hope in me. But alas, not for long.
Goody brains for supper.
Oh, they're organic. You know you can really taste the difference.
No. Middle class, undead.
I know a super recipe for brains with polenta.
Do not worry, dear husband. I have my trusty parasol.
Dear Rightly, how can a parasol possibly... Oh, my God. You shoved your parasol through that undead's eye and then opened it inside his head. That is just about the worst thing I have ever seen.
But he is now fully dead.
I thought they were invincible.
Oh, nonsense. Everyone knows the nursery rhyme. Undead Georgie felt no pain till Isabel destroyed his brain.
What the hell? Kind of a nursery rhyme. Is that?
We hastened to London to alert the authorities. Plans were set in motion. The army was mobilized, while Ripley and I sought Miss Sweetly Delightful.
If she is as kind as Mr. Benevolent said, there is only one place to look. Old Tulkington's massive leather almanac of nice niceness and nicitude.
There is nothing under delightful.
Then we are doomed.
Wait! Did she not marry?
Of course. And Mr. Tenderly Wonderful. And under the Married Woman's Pleasantness Act, her nicestness will be listed under his name.
Oh, it is! Her current place of loveliness is registered as being the charitable home for ill, poor, orphan, talentless, boring children.
This was isolated deep in the countryside. For so wretched were its residents that upon seeing them, most normal people would have tried themselves to death.
The poor children. That one has a cough. No money. No parents. He cannot juggle. And I look at him and I just want to yawn. Truly, he is ill, poor, orphaned, talentless, and boring. Child, where might we find Miss Sweetly Delightful?
The child pointed boringly into the woods. It was still winter, yet one part of them blossomed and flourished as if it was summer.
She is so good, mister, that she can make things grow and ripen with her love.
Yeah, whatever.
We followed the unseasonal flowering path to a clearing where a weeping woman sat surrounded by woodland creatures.
She is so sad. See her weep. and see the animals.